God. Okay, so calling the April 7th, 2022 Tacoma Civil Service Board meeting to order. Can we have a roll call?
Yes. Board Member Hansen? Board Member Hansen? I think you're on mute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here. Okay.
Vice Chair Sexton?
Here.
Board Member Heller? Board Member Andrews?
Here.
And Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance?
Here.
Okay, so we've got three members, so I think that's a quorum. Is that yes. A nod? Okay. So we are official. Is there a motion for the what to do with the minutes? Anyone?
I'm going to move to approve the minutes for March 3rd of 2022.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? That was unanimous. Communication for information. Wendy, do we have anything?
I do not have anything this evening.
Okay. Action on matters still pending, new business. We had a request for appeal. I'm sorry, did I hear someone?
Vice Chair Sexton, we do have a request for an appeal from Joseph Harris of the Tacoma Police Department.
Is he here?
I do not see him. And he, the last time we corresponded, he was planning to be here, and I have not heard otherwise.
Okay. We set this aside at our last meeting because everyone wasn't able to review the documents. Has everyone received the documents? Did anybody not receive the documents for Joseph Harris's appeal? Board members, hello.
I did receive the document. And for clarification, it was the appeal form. And then it was where it was filled in, it was a referral to the document we received in March. So if those are the documents, yes, I did receive them.
Board Member Hansen?
Are you on mute, Board Member Hansen? Oh, he's on the phone.
Oh. Should we call back? Is he dialing in?
Is he having a communication issue?
Well, let's should we jump ahead in the agenda? Do we have a civil service coordinator report?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
My internet went out and then I tried to call. And that didn't work. They said the passcode was invalid. And so if my internet goes out again, I'll try, but I dialed 253-215-8782, Wendy. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you?
I guess if that's you correct. Lose your connection, we lose our quorum.
I know. And then I'm trying to dial in and they're telling me that my password is not valid. So
that's all. I think that's okay. As long as we can see and hear you.
Okay. It's going to go out again though. It's been going out as a problem, but anyway,
you can see and hear us too, right?
Well, it'll freeze up on me.
So you should be able to join both ways. You should be able to call in as well. It might give you a feedback, but
Martha, I've dialed this four times, 215-8782, and entered the pass.
Do you have to put the meeting ID in first and then the passcode?
Let me do this, okay? Because my internet is going out, and so rather than try to use it, I'm going to do this by phone. So if you could just please bear with me.
Board member Hansen, go ahead. We'll come back to you.
Chair Sexton, why don't we just wait for a second or two to see if we could get him.
Just bear with me here a second here. I think I can do it this time. Okay. Can you hear me on the phone?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I guess there's
now you've got two audios on, so you can
mute. Okay, I'm gonna get out of this Zoom. Okay, I'm leaving the meeting. Okay, so I left the meeting and I did get I'm going to put you in speaker. I did get an idea that we're talking about the appeal.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. My input on the appeal was it was my understanding that the city was not contesting jurisdiction. So my input would be that we go ahead and schedule the hearing. I really don't know I can't remember what held it up last time. I know that there was some incomplete information on the appeal form, and I did get another appeal form through FedEx, and it still is blank, but I don't really see, that's not really crucial as far as I'm concerned. It may be to other people, but like I said, my suggestion would be to go ahead and schedule the hearing for the appeal.
Well, the next thing I thank you. Thank you. The next thing I want to do is I want to ask the city if the city has any objections in hearing the appeal.
The city is not disputing jurisdiction.
Okay. And that means the city has no objections. Is that what that means? That's what that sounds like it means to me.
Well, it means they're not objecting to your jurisdiction. They might still appear at the hearing to contest the merits, but we can go ahead and schedule it.
And the next thing, Martha, I want to do is ask our counsel for your input.
Sorry.
No. You're perfect.
I think I already gave it. So yes, the jurisdiction question is simply whether you want to go ahead and schedule it. the city attorney's office on behalf of HR is not contesting. So they're expecting it to be scheduled unless the board doesn't want to hear it.
So the next thing we do is we ask for discussion from the board members. We heard from board member Hansen, board member Andrews, any thoughts?
All I can tell you is sit. I will not be part of the board. So probably by the time it's scheduled.
That's fine. So, you're here right now. And we need you right now because we're not official without you. We can't make any decision without you.
No. As far as objections to scheduling, no. The actual appeal form with content was I received through email. Is where he actually put his name. He signed it. Relative to typing in his name. So that information for me was sufficient, but I have no concerns with scheduling.
Great. Okay, and going by past practice, we don't need a motion here. I'll just ask our coordinator, Wendy. I'll just ask you to schedule that for us and let us know, and we will hear the appeal.
Okay, I will work on that.
And the next item on the agenda is consideration of matters set for public hearing.
None this evening.
Is that what we just did?
We don't have anything this evening.
All right, great. And the coordinator's report?
I have no other report.
Okay, thank you. And the human resources director's report.
Thank you, Vice Chair Sexton, and good evening, members of the Civil Service Board. I have a few things to report on for you this afternoon. First is in regard to our classification and compensation study. As you know, we received the final report from Gallagher Benefit Services, our consultant that did the study for us. We are now working on the second part of that project, and that is actually with another consultant to help us identify how to make a system or how to design a system that would be something that we would want to implement. So we are working through that process now. We're anticipating that will take about 4 months, and then we will determine next steps. I will, of course, keep you informed as new developments occur. Second, just an update on our reconstitution. We have restarted the reconstitution efforts, and we have a wave of employees returning to the office beginning April 18th. There will be at least two additional waves that follow that. For now, commissions, boards, and committees are still required to hold their meetings virtually. I haven't received any updates on when that directive might change, but we'll certainly keep you posted as we learn more.
If I may, sorry to interrupt you. That's just how I am. So people will be moving back to the office on April 18th. Our next meeting is considerably after that. And so I'm hearing from you, we should not assume we're one place or the other.
I think for right now, you can continue to assume it's going to be virtual. I haven't heard anything about that directive from the council and mayor changing. But when it does, or when we hear some kind of change, we'll let you know.
My thinking is, and I think the board's thinking also, is we really want to get out of this Zoom. This really does not work well for me. And I, board member Hansen's having problems tonight. We've all had different problems on different occasions. I really hope and think it's time to retire this. And, I can't see any reason why we can't meet safely back in the chambers.
Vice Chair Sexton?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said, and I just wanted to voice my opinion on that. So, yeah, I agree that there doesn't appear to be any reason why we need to continue to meet virtually. And my internet was working fine in the past. Apparently, it's not working now, and I had some trouble with it a couple of weeks ago for a Zoom meeting, and so it's become a problem for me. And I don't know why the Zoom meetings aren't working for me, because my internet is working with regard to my other devices. But yeah, it's become a problem for me, and I'd like to see us return to in-person meetings.
Martha?
Yeah, I appreciate the frustration with the technology and everything else. But I just wanted to speak to what Ms. Fritz just mentioned, which is that the reconstitution of city employees and the committee boards and commissions meeting in person are two separate issues. So while employees are coming back to the building, the mayor's emergency rule number 5, which I think I sent to you all last week, says that the format for public meetings is that committees, boards, and commissions are still to meet remotely. So until that rule changes, I mean, there's nothing that we can do about it. It's not allowed. And I've certainly communicated, Ms. Fritz is certainly aware, and I've communicated the frustration of this body to the city attorney as well, and he's aware. But unless or until the mayor changes that, we really don't have any other option.
Vice Chair Sexton?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I Ms. Lance, I appreciate you doing that, and as you say, I mean, you can't do anything to change the rule, but I do appreciate you providing our input and our opinion to the powers that be. And like you say, I mean, that's all that you can do at this point. So anyway, we'll just see what happens.
Ms. Fritz?
Yes.
Here's the message that I would like to convey back to the city. If we need to, stay on Zoom for a while, I can be understanding and I can put up with that. But I think the hearing we're scheduling and the hearing is coming up, I think it's unfair to have a hearing under these conditions. I think we need to be back in the chambers for that hearing. And I can't see how the parties involved would not agree with that. That just seems like it would be fair and reasonable to put us back in the chambers for this hearing. I think anything else would not be right, and it would it would not be a full and fair hearing. And so I want to strongly convey that and ask the city to really think about that, really consider that. I think the only way it's going to work, you know, if we have to be another month or however long it takes for us to keep meeting on Zoom, that's one thing. But the hearing is another thing entirely. And I think we need to look at that hearing as a completely separate issue. You know, I watched the city council meeting and, you know, boy, they all really enjoyed themselves at that last meeting. And I don't see any reason why, you know, everyone else can meet in that chamber and they expect us to have a hearing over Zoom. You know, it's pretty outrageous. And I think, you know, if all the parties involved, you know, think about that and consider that, I think they would all agree. So that's my thoughts on that. Any other, any more discussion? Anyone?
Would you like me to finish my report?
Yes, please. Sorry if I interrupted you.
No problem. So just a few final things. We've concluded interviews for our management representative candidates, have a candidate that we've sent forward to both the city manager and utilities director for consideration. So that's in process, and I will send you all an announcement once appointment is officially made. Ellen, I will also be in touch with you about the logistics of that and next steps. So we're excited to have another person joining the board, and grateful to Ellen for all of her time with us and service as the management rep. Finally, just to let you know about a high level recruitment that's underway, and it's for our deputy city manager. We are currently in the process of accepting applications for that position. It was vacated by Tad Willey, I believe in March. I think it was March. The months are running together, honestly. In the meantime, Curtis Kingsolver, who is our current public works director, has accepted the interim appointment while we're conducting the recruitment.
Mm.
That concludes my report for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I am assuming, I believe I know the answer to this, but I don't think we have any public tonight. It's just us. There's no one else here. So if I ask for comments by the public, there's no public, I believe. So how about comments by the board? Any more thoughts from the board?
Well, Vice Chair Sexton, your comment that you just made, I think, is another good argument as to why we should return to in-person meetings, because I think the public would not even be aware of how to access these virtual meetings. I'm not sure what notice is provided to them, but the public is familiar with where the city hall is, and so I think having virtual meetings is an impediment to the public providing their input.
Board Member Hansen, I think that's an excellent point. I don't know that anyone has ever brought that up before, but I think that's an issue, the accessibility to the public is a big issue that we should address with the council and the mayor and parties involved. I think that's a big issue. If I may, board member Andrews, did you have any thoughts, any comments?
Well, I'm saying I think this is my final goodbye. So I probably won't see you again. But I do, just speaking to the issue of having an appeal in person, that I agree with. There will be possibly two additional board members. The employee should have the opportunity to present their case in person, have the representative. It's easier to read people, their body language. And so I think that would be good for the employee's case as well as for the new members coming on board. But I have had a marvelous time.
Vice Chair Sexton?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to again thank Board Member Andrews for her service to the Civil Service Board and all the valuable, insightful input that she's provided to us and all the decision-making that she's helped with us. And again, I want to thank her, and we're going to miss her, and we're going to miss her expertise and her intelligence and her analysis. So again, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting patiently my turn to say all that and more. I think the two things Board Member Hansen mentioned that really stand out for me was your thoughtfulness and your intelligence. You always seem to think of something that the rest of us have missed, and you are going to be deeply missed on this board. I've really enjoyed working with you and your input, and I hope our new members are half as great as you've been.
Thank you.
And we'll be fine. Thank you so much. Does anyone have a motion?
I move to adjourn the meeting.
There you go.
Agreed.
Thanks, Ellen. See
ya. Bye.
Good night, everybody. We're adjourned.